like that, I'm always reminded of how many of the Christian, I don't know if the hymns is the right term. Hymns tend to be more kind of theological in nature. They're, spiritual songs tend to be more experiential in nature. This is what we are going through as Christians. Hymns tend to focus a lot more on God. Spiritual songs tend to focus a lot more on us and our needs. But you'll notice when you listen to spiritual songs that they are almost all, a good number of them anyway, have to do with suffering or trials and difficulties. And it has been the Christian experience forever. Since the very beginning, that this Christian life, that the Christian suffers on this earth. I do wonder sometimes when we sing songs like that, we hear them today, I do wonder if we really know what we're singing. Because we suffer so very little. You know, somebody refuses to take a track from us and we think we're being persecuted, you know. Something like that. And there was a time in history where everyone who got saved knew that it might cost them their life. And songs like that seem much more appropriate for those people than sometimes us. But I love to hear those and just to remind us that as Christians, we're not supposed to be comfortable here. We're not supposed to feel like, you know, that we fit in here. We're supposed to be looking forward to when we get to heaven where... it's going to be okay.
Hello, this is Pastor Marvin McKenzie. I just wanted to stop by a second and thank you for listening to my podcast and ask a favor of you. If you've enjoyed the podcast, if you think it's helpful, you could do a few things that would really be a help to me. Number one, if you'd go to iTunes and leave a review, there's a place you could give 5 stars if you'd like to do that, and it'd be a great help to me. Secondly, if you'd subscribe to the feed so you'd get the podcast as soon as they come out, that'd be great. And then number three, if you'd share the podcast with friends, I'd sure appreciate it. Thank you.